Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mace, are you there? Andy Kamenetsky, are you at Cantina in Downey, and how does it look?
We are. This looks is fantastic. A canteen. It's not no cantina.
And this ain't Star Wars, Travis.
Canteen. My bad. Bastards Canteen. I thought I heard the Star Wars band. My bad.
What's up, guys?
What's going on out there?
Well, we're just cranking it up, right? We just had our little pre-show meeting and put on my headphones. Now, apparently, I said to the afternoon guys, I said to Shidano and Cappy yesterday, come up with some sort of business for us, some sort of gag for today's show. And what they came up with is that there would be a twerk-off this afternoon.
Between whom?
Andy Kamenetsky.
Okay.
No, you stop it.
No.
It is Steve Mason and Scott Kaplan.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
What do I know from twerking?
Until I end up on the payroll of this station, I ain't doing no twerking.
And AK, it wouldn't even be close. Yeah. AK would run away with this when it comes to twerking.
So, Mason, have you been working on your moves?
Just found out when I got here. I had no idea anybody was going to be twerking today. I don't know from twerking.
Tell me if you guys agree with this. I just, for whatever reason, I feel like Cappy's going to be able to do it. I feel like he's going to be able to deliver.
I'm sure he's been practicing. Yeah, he's been training.
I just found out
about it today. He's got a day's head start on me.
Kaplan's been waiting his whole life for this
twerk.
You should
waiting to twerk.
You should see if there's anybody at Bastards Canteen that can like give you a tutorial on how to
very good
out.
Idea. YouTube I wonder it, if somebody can help me out here.
Just YouTube it.
I did.
The breaks.
I YouTubed it. I'm like, what the? How am I? What?
I feel like there's
people
a certain...
do.
Go ahead, Mace. I'm sorry.
No, I was just stuttering at the idea of this video that I just watched. I don't think I've got that. You know, Ireland always uses the club in the bag
sure.
Analogy. I definitely do not have this club.
You feel
in
like you
bag.
Got the backyard for this, Mace?
I don't think I got the backyard. No, I mean, look at what I'm looking at.
So,
I mean, that's impressive.
So backyard, but acreage is important.
Yes,
that goes
important.
Without saying. But I also feel like there's a certain amount of flexibility and momentum that need to be put into this. And you know, with all due respect, Mace, I'm not feeling it. On your back.
This is where your yoga training, though, Mace, could finally pay off.
I saw her do kind of a downward-facing dog torque that I might be capable of.
Downward something.
Downward something, exactly right.
Mace, I was on, I just searched on YouTube, just twerking. That's all I put in was twerking. Skip about eight,
did that
nine...
girl in the pink jumpsuit come up?
Yeah, skip about the first eight or nine videos that I don't think you could probably watch there in public. However, learn step-by-step beginner twerk from Kelsey Mobley, and there's part one here. I'm going to go ahead and send that to you. It looks like there's a lot of...
Okay, send me the link to
I'll send
that.
You this one. I'll send you this one.
Because during commercial breaks, I'll definitely figure it out.
So Ireland's not there. Slee was telling me that Michael had nearly got taken out by a T-shirt cannon last night.
Is that right?
At the Laker game. Yeah, I was hoping to get Ireland's version of events, but Slee, you want to tell what happened?
You guys know the Clipper experience is a little different than a Laker experience, correct?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's all gimmicky and stuff
Lot of stuff going on. So they have their cannons where they're shooting out the T-shirts.
Does Ballmer use the cannons or?
Yeah, Ballmer. That's actually one of he does that in the third quarter. Third quarter is Ballmer's.
If Ballmer caught a T-shirt, he'd get so excited.
Yeah,
he would
right
lose his
that.
Mind.
He's
always
excited.
Steve, you took that away from a kid. Just give it to the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my shirt. I caught the shirt.
We're sitting there, and I got my head down, so I'm not even paying attention. You know how Michael will open up a bag of chips at some point. He's gonna have some salted chips there. That's kind of part of his routine.
Crunching along during the game.
Part of his routine. Out of nowhere, just one of those shirts fired off. I had my head down. I think Michael had his head down. There's just chips everywhere. There's just a bag of chips everywhere. Michael's looking. John is like, you just got hit by a shirt. We had one of the Clipper experiences where if you're not paying attention, you're going to hit with one of their gimmicky stuff like you mentioned, Mace.
Right, right. So I guess that was sort of the way things went last night. I don't know what we're doing here. What are we doing here?
So
I heard you guys talking about it a little bit earlier. It doesn't feel. I mean, you can't sugarcoat 2-9.
Nope.
What are you gonna do?
Nope.
They feel much closer to 3-8.
Let's look at the bright side.
Or 1-10.
Yeah, they're lucky not to be 1-10. That's
Sliwa,
positive.
How do you take this? I mean, as the captain of the pregame show.
So I was telling Trav, I'm like, there's certain times you could watch your team. You're watching. It's as frustrating as anything that I've watched because you feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel right now. I'm being honest. I think about it. Bron goes out with 5 minutes left in the game yesterday. He puts up 30 points. AD is going to put up numbers. And I don't mean to be, it's almost like they're empty stats that you don't feel the impact of these players. And unfortunately, why is that going to change tomorrow? Mace, if you go right now and go look at the standings, go look at the entire NBA.
And yeah, what are we, game out of the worst?
It's them and Houston.
Depending
have two
on
wins.
How you want to look at it, they
them,
have the fewest
them and
wins
Houston
in the
have two wins. They're, the standings are them, and you got the Pistons in there in Orlando. All those teams at least are in a weird way have a game plan of where losing is good for them, so they could go try to get a pick. Lakers don't even have that, so
nope.
It's incredibly frustrating. I think for a lot of Laker fans everywhere. And I
Come
don't
on,
know. And
be,
I,
play the Ireland role here. Hop onto a unicorn and ride into town, right past the rainbow, and tell us all the nice stuff.
Okay, can I give you whatever the bizarro? What's a bizarro unicorn? Like if a unicorn is fantasy and the happy dreams, what's the opposite?
Morales.
Okay, so if I could be Chris for a second, if that's the opposite,
My favorite is when somebody really likes their own joke. Mace is very happy with that.
Well,
one.
It's he nailed it.
That's a good one.
Give me that look. I just got here, and you fire a shot at me before I can even get set up.
Mace's face is red.
He's so excited.
I wanted to get this first shot fired because I know it's going to be a long afternoon.
That was
soon.
I mean, that I didn't even get. Travis, I put my bag down, and the first shot fired at me.
The whole day was worth it.
You got to go first if you're going to win the fight. You need to punch first.
Mace is crying. He's so excited about his performance.
Look, it was pretty good. He should be pretty pleased.
And gets me when somebody else loves their joke as much as anybody else. Terrific. That one always gets me.
I don't know, Morales.
So well done, bizarro,
yes.
Animal.
Yes,
there.
Bizarro unicorn. It could be. We could be on the precipice of it getting worse because LeBron's hurt. Right?
Because LeBron's hurt. That's right.
LeBron is hurt.
Level of seriousness here.
This is what happens when an athlete is at this stage in his life, 20th season in the league, and all the miles that LeBron, with all the things we know, that this could be the good part, right? Because if LeBron misses a ton of time, I know AD's around, but this actually could be the beginning of something that looks even worse.
Well, this is how you know, by the way, that the Lakers were concerned. Because, LeBron has had this recurrent groin injury. During his first season with the Lakers, he had that groin injury that cost him something like 20 to 30 games, basically cost him and the team that season. It was obvious that LeBron had aggravated his groin in some way. I mean, he was basically rearranging the junk drawer, so to speak. Like, I mean, it was obvious what he was doing. And the Lakers called this a, leg soreness or something like that.
Yeah.
Which, technically speaking, your groin is attached to the hip.
To the leg bone,
And the hip is part of the leg. So technically, this is a leg injury. It's obvious, though, they did not want the immediate freak out of LeBron hurt his groin again. Because that's the only reason you call what is an obvious groin thing.
LeBron called it a groin injury.
Yeah, he did.
But that's the only reason you list it as a leg thing. That's the only reason. But they know what the reaction's going to be.
Taylor's exciting. Taylor's pumped because the Kings have double the wins of the Lakers at this point.
Oh,
we're trying to figure out if that's
tomorrow
ever happened
night
before.
Is the showdown
with a former Laker coach.
That's
Mike
right.
Brown.
Mike Brown is there, and they, like you said, Al, they could cut the deficit right in half. They with a win tomorrow night, they're right back in it.
Not going to happen.
Kings might put up a banner. They might put up a banner.
Yeah, a banner for just the win. Beam. Yeah. It is absolutely true that that one year at Summer League, they did hang a Summer League championship banner.
That's not
is
good.
Is it Vivek Ranadive?
Ranadive,
Do I have that right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Ranadive.
They did. They hung a Summer League championship banner, which was the proudest moment in franchise history.
Did
the
you?
Maloofs would never.
Mace, yeah, no, no.
Mace, did you see Scott Boras' comments about Carlos Correa?
I heard you talk. Repeat them.
So I'm paraphrasing. I don't have it here in front of me, right? But it was basically, look, people are ready to move forward. What they're not angry about what happened in the past, and the Dodger management is under a great deal of pressure to deliver a World Series. So, you know, basically never say never. And we threw it out like we do. And the response, it was interesting. The response on the phones was virtually unanimous in hell no.
Yeah, I'm in the hell no camp.
Okay, what if it's blessed by the people that matter? What if it's blessed by Clayton Kershaw or Justin Turner or whoever would be, you know, one of the most aggrieved members of that 2017 team? What if they said something along the lines of, listen, I don't think I can ever be best friends with this guy, but if he can help us win the World Series, we can't get over the hump. If he can help, I can live with it. Does it change your tune?
No.
Not at
no,
all.
No, because I was there for every game in that series. I was there for all seven World Series games. And I'm telling you, it was, as a fan, I felt completely, completely ripped off by the experience. Especially knowing what I know now, there is no way I would want somebody with that moral compass on my team. And granted, they were all cheating, right? They were all in on the bit.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I don't right, it was a bit, it was a gag, we were just talking about it.
Being on the bit,
exactly. But I absolutely do not want Carlos Correa here. And I know John Heyman, apparently there was a report, hey, the Dodgers might be, I'm telling you, give me Bogart. Well, obviously the biggest offseason priority should be Trey Turner. I mean, he's the, if you take all the free agents on the board and say, okay, you can only pick one, which one do you want? My answer is Trey Turner, every day of the week and twice on Sunday. The idea of Aaron Judge is a really fun idea at Dodger Stadium, but I mean, let's get real. Trey Turner, you maintain that 1-2-3 in the lineup. He plays a good shortstop. He slides better than anybody I've ever seen.
True.
That would be the guy that I would want more than anybody.
Okay.
And after that, Xander Bogaerts. Yes. And after that, Gavin Lux.
Yes, I hear all of that. And you're right about everything you said about Turner, Mace, but if you go and look at Turner and Correa, and they've been in the league virtually the same amount of time, and they play the same position, and Carlos Correa's numbers are better almost across the board.
Wait a minute. What are you – you said Correa and Turner?
Yes.
No, disagree.
It's not my opinion. It's the numbers.
Are you taking –
yeah, but he was like 22 homers and 80 RBIs.
Well, I was going to say, how large of a sample size?
I'm talking the last year, Correa had a higher WAR than Trey Turner. Mm-hmm. In their careers, he has a higher WAR than Trey Turner. I understand I would prefer Trey Turner 100 times out of 100, but to your point,
he batted 291 with 22 homers and 64 RBIs. That is not superior to what Trey Turner did.
According to Baseball Reference WAR, it is. Because those aren't the only things.
But
right?
I think, Mace, what you're trying to say, too, is even let's say he had a little bit more success in him, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Right? Like that, even if he had.
It makes no difference. Mm-hmm. If it was he was a little bit better, it makes no difference.
Because if you changed Mace's mind because he had a couple more home runs, you know, that I don't think any Dodger fan's going to.
The reason I brought it up is because, Mace, you're right that Turner is all those things you said, but I think because we hate his guts the way we do.
That's the reason
that Correa is like, no, not him. It's when you just kind of look at the bait, he's pretty damn good. And I don't want it to happen, but if it did, I'm just trying to talk myself into a place where I could live with it.
Well, let's wait. Let's cross that bridge when we come to it, man, because I don't want to be in that spot. I don't want to be in the spot where I've got to root for a guy that screwed us over in 2017. I don't want to be in that spot.
Is there anything Correa could do for you guys in terms of
no.
contrition or like humiliation exercises you guys could put him through?
Humiliation.
Like, what if you made him earn his way back onto this team? Like, you really put him through some stuff.
Well, if he was contrite, it would be the first time.
Oh, no, no, no,
what
no.
If, what if he did? And actually, this now you're starting to change my mind. What if he did acknowledge all of this? What if he did
well, that's
say?
What would he have to
point?
Say?
Right.
Like, what would he have to say? Like, how honest are any of these guys going to ever
what
be?
What if he just poured his guts out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, what like, if he just poured his guts out and said, you know what, and I felt bad while I was doing it, but I did it. I heard the trash
peer pressure.
I knew it was a breaking ball. I knew it gave us a big advantage in that World Series, and I'm sorry, and I would never
Altuve
do it again.
Altuve did it more.
Yeah, Altuve was way more cheatery than I was.
That little guy, he's so persuasive. Once he starts talking.
But, I mean, if they even approached contrition, it would be a consideration. But there was never any contrition with the Astros.
If that was going to happen, it would have happened.
Yeah,
put him through stuff though, like treat.
You
want to
throw
like
tomatoes at him, Andy? What do you
yeah,
want to
he's
do?
He's got to be three Dodger dogs.
Fraternity, like he's got to go through like 3 months of hazing on this team.
Thank you, sir. I have another
Dodger dog before every
yeah,
game.
He every time on his when he goes up to bat, he's got like a little pledge pin on. Like you really, you make him earn
is that a pledge pin on your uniform, Correa?
Yes. Call him Flounder.
Why not?
We're on to something, Andy.
Mason in Ireland live from Bastards Canteen in Downey. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there. Enjoy your show, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
1:17 p.m. in the Southland. Mace, have you missed me?
Oh, man. I saw you on Saturday.
You didn't talk to me the entire day.
I did not speak to the entire LAFC.
But I think we're good luck together. LAFC won.
Exactly.
They were cup champions.
Yeah. It was an unbelievable day.
It was. We could call this a live imaging Thursday. We are live from Bastards Canteen, the city of Downey, for Mason and Ireland, a Veterans Day bonanza.
Yes. We are here to celebrate our heroes.
Absolutely. Like you and me.
Kind yeah, of. Sure.
Andy Kamineski sitting in for John. Hi, Andy.
I'm one of the heroes.
Oh, yeah, turn on the mic.
Yeah, turn the mic on there, Andy.
So did you
mess around with?
Did you hear why Ireland is not? It's Tuesday. We had a thing called Tuesday this week where we all told the truth. And one of the things Ireland said was, "I hate remotes."
Yes.
And I said, "Well, then take Thursday off."
And it was that simple?
So there he is, yeah.
Wow.
Tuesday. It's a brand new thing.
I mean, he wanted me banned from remotes because I think the last time you and I were at a remote together.
Oh, that story.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Oh, it was you. Wasn't it you?
Corporate Greg, should we start the show?
Yes, let's start.
Nobody knows how to turn their mic on. Live from the city of Downey, Mason in Ireland, your Thursday right now.
What is going on, people? We are live from Bastards Canteen to celebrate the 247th Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day bash here in downtown Downey. We will be here all afternoon long. Mason and Ireland live, and then Shidano and Cappy
Shidano.
Live. They will be here as well. And apparently yesterday they cooked up this idea that somehow there would be a twerking contest between Andy Kamineski and Scott Kaplan.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop
it's Andy? I thought it was Mace.
No, it's definitely Mace.
Is it me?
Yeah, it's
it
you.
Is 100%
Nobody told
Mace.
Me there would be twerking.
Well, you remember when you did the pony that a few weeks back. You got the hip action.
The pony's easy. Anybody can do the pony.
So what's the difference in just a regular twerk?
You need to get the shakeage going on.
The shakeage.
It's more of an up and down shake.
I was watching
the side to side shake.
You got to get the side to side shake.
It's not the side to side. It's more of an up and down.
I don't have that motion in me. This I've got easy, but the other one, no.
What's we're the next
in front of a public crowd.
Oh, well, sure. Right.
And they all saw. Okay. And they enjoyed.
It's all right. That's live.
By the way, we're not far from Downey High, of course, in the great city of Downey. But also, did you see the giant Randy's Donut driving over here on Firestone?
No, I did not.
You're taking Firestone Boulevard home, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You stop by Randy's Donut.
Oh, there's a big donut there? Yes.
Then, of course, the Acapulco, famous, next to the Stonewood Center, where that's a big Sedano and Cap hangout.
You know, Andy, I've had my Grubhub password rewritten by Ireland, and I'm not even close to figuring out what it actually is. Bergman, you know what it is.
I know what the password is, yeah.
I'm not telling you. I can't order donuts until I crack the code.
What are the clues you've been given?
Oh, my. Well, I'm allowed to ask yes or no questions. So it's been like donuts, weed, my mom, not stepdad Leo, Juan, on and on and on. And
you're nowhere close.
No. And he says it's something I have said on the show several times in the last couple weeks.
What if it's Morales?
No.
It could be. You know John. He's clever.
That is possible. That is possible.
Okay. You want me to say yes or no?
Yeah, let's do a yes or no question.
Okay.
Hold on.
I have to get into my own Ireland.
Ireland.
Okay,
Ireland
hold on.
Does this a certain way. Here we go.
Okay.
Does it have something to do with Morales?
No.
Nah.
It was worth a try.
Yeah. Yeah, Ireland has this dramatic pause.
Nice,
he goes, he
pause.
Looks around and everybody.
He always looks at me. He's like.
He's like, he looks at
uh-oh.
You. No, you're the only other person that
I
knows
I am the
it.
Only other person that knows it. And I, yeah you
no
are
clue.
Not there.
No clue. Yeah, I've not been. You know what I've been big on lately, though?
Yes.
Is I've been, there's a they put a Red Chicks by my house.
Oh, boy.
And they do some great chicken sandwiches.
You know who does a good chicken sandwich?
Who's
Wingstop.
That?
Producer Laura yesterday.
Did you get him? Did you get the two for one?
I did.
Did they?
I gave in to Laura.
Like, wasn't it National Sandwich Day or
National,
something?
National Chicken Sandwich
Day. Fried chicken
sandwich. Fried chicken sandwich. Take it away, Shannon.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Laura sent us in the morning, and Cappy and I, that's all we could think about. We got to confirm if Cappy got it, but I did get it.
And they've got the different flavors, right?
Different,
just
went,
like the wing flavors.
I
like
went mild, and I went lemon pepper.
Nice.
Lemon pepper's the right way to go.
Yeah, and they
always.
Give you a big, nice thing of ranch next to you. You dip that. Bam!
Oh, bam!
Oh, it's beautiful.
Just like that.
Oh,
just
bam.
Like that.
The BAM's never going away, is it?
No.
No, BAM is here to stay. So is pressing the flesh. All the moralisms are here to stay.
Andy, you like pressing the flesh?
Depends whose flesh I'm pressing.
No, just in general.
Yeah, you know. Sure. Why not?
Yeah, as an expression.
Yeah.
Pressing
oh,
the
as
flesh.
An expression? It's,
yeah.
It's a little dated.
Like, we're out here.
It's a little dated.
Really?
No, I don't think it's outdated. I think it's old school, and he brought it back.
Well, no, that may be fine. I didn't say it's bad. I said it's outdated. There's a difference. Well,
so it's retro
I'm,
cool.
I'm bringing sexy back, too, you know? Yeah. I mean, you used to be a
good
bartender.
Luck with that.
Yes. You know about pressing the flesh?
I do know. I did know about pressing the flesh as a bartender. Yes, I did.
There we go.
So, what are we doing here, Andy Kamenetsky, host of the Locked On Lakers show? If you don't know, he's on the Locked On Lakers show. It's with his brother. Yesterday, by the way, congratulations on getting snookered by a fake Adam Schefter.
You know what?
I just want to highlight this moment where Andy Kamenetsky saw a fake Adam Schefter. Josh McDaniels is fired, and what did Andy do? Did the first natural thing? Retweeted.
You know what's so funny is, and look, I'm owning this. I did it. I honestly didn't even notice that it was real or fake. I was just looking at it, but we become
sure.
So I mean, look, I'm owning it. I could have said it was Brian. I could have said, I don't know how that happened.
You could have said it was Brian.
Right.
Why didn't you go with the blame it on Brian?
Because I owned it. Like, that's who I am. That's who I am at my core. But the truth is, I don't remember actually retweeting this. Like, we've become so accustomed to just seeing stuff. I'm like, whatever, retweet. Like, I didn't realize it was real or fake. I don't remember retweeting this thing at all, but someone pointed out like a minute or so later, fake, whatever, and I deleted it. And then I actually tweeted out, my bad, this is fake. I'm owning it.
Nice.
I will.
That's the way to handle it.
Right, exactly. But this is now, by the way, this is our future in Elon Musk's Twitter.
Twitter is so screwed up right now.
It is.
It is so screwed up. So, Bergman, now there's blue check marks.
Yes.
That people got for real. And then there are blue check marks that people bought. And apparently, as of today, both Jesus and Satan have real blue check blue check marks.
As they should have them.
That they purchased, right?
Right.
They're purchased.
Yes.
They're purchased.
Satan had to buy his own blue check mark.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know if you click on the blue check mark,
it'll tell you. Yes. Yeah, but who's got time to go through and click on every check mark?
I clicked
mark
on yours last night just to see if
mine's
for it said
real,
Twitter blue,
right?
Didn't it?
No, no.
No, no. There's no way I'm giving that guy a pen.
Because I couldn't remember if you already had one or you bought one.
I think he's totally missed the point. We are Twitter. He is not Twitter. We are Twitter. I think I heard multiple people say, I've given that guy so much material over the years. Now he wants to charge me?
I mean, it's almost as if bidding $44 million on a company that you don't really want as a troll isn't necessarily a great idea.
No, no. And like, then just randomly, you saw the gray check mark movement.
Yeah.
That lasted about 12 hours.
He's trying to get his money back on this thing because he hates the fact that he owns this company and he's taking it out on all of us.
And then what about a paywall? Have you seen the paywall for Twitter thing where you have to subscribe to be able to read tweets?
It's gonna be a peer-to-peer thing that you have to buy it now. And also, if you don't buy Twitter Blue, they're gonna take the algorithm and move you out of the algorithm.
Oh, just move you out altogether.
Yeah. So,
oh, nice.
Like you and I, well, you have a blue check mark already, so you
yeah.
Might
but
be
what
to,
is
but,
that worth anymore? All you gotta do is pay $5 a month. You get
$8 a month. Come on, get it right. And if you do it, then you'll fit into the algorithm. But if you're not, you're out.
Yeah. Okay. Mace and I, we've got actual. Legitimate blue checks.
Not to brag.
Not purchased, but real.
Yep.
We will stay in the algorithm. It's people like you who will be lost.
Me and Morales.
You don't have a blue check.
I do not have a blue check.
I'm going to buy one for him.
Are you going to buy one, Morales?
No.
You don't have a blue check.
Absolutely not.
You don't need a blue check mark.
You don't want to support the cause? Come on. Gray check mark, blue check mark, platinum check mark.
So you'll have a gray and I'll have a blue?
Yeah. Something like that.
No, you have a blue already.
Yeah, I have blue, but they're going to take it away.
Yeah, they should take it
away.
They're
taking the blue check mark.
You're not paying. You shouldn't have a check
mark. And I will not pay. I will not pay.
This bird is going down.
Absolutely. It is. It is.
What's the other thing called? What's the Jack Dorsey thing called?
Oh, yeah. Jack Dorsey, the old Twitter guy, starting one called Blue Sky Social, which sounds really happy until it's not anymore. Which is when everybody gets on it.
Like Mason in Ireland Reddit. There you go. I gave
you found a way in.
They've been wanting a mention for a month, so I gave it to
good
him.
For them.
By the way, the guy that does what is it, penis thumbs or whatever his name is?
Yes, that is the guy who moderates the Reddit.
He's on the Mafia.
I just sat down, Greg.
He's on the Mason Ireland Mafia, but it's as a bot. He is designated a bot on the Mason Ireland Mafia. Yeah, on the Mason Ireland Mafia, his account is designated as a bot. I don't know why.
That's weird.
I mean, so apparently now he's going to start designating bots.
Got a lot of time.
The worst thing is, you know, just anybody with $8 can purchase a check mark and call themselves penis thumbs, and we're never going to know if it's the real
but
one.
But they'll
the
only be
really
one.
Say it over and over.
Nobody
again,
else can. Yeah, you're the one.
I know.
Said
I did. I
you're
said it first, but we shouldn't say it over and over
road.
Again. Is all
just
I'm saying.
I mean, like, how do we know what's real and what's fake when you can just do something like that as old thumbs? Like it's. This bird's going down.
The bird's going down.
Bird's going
all right,
down.
So last night, Lakers lose. Do we have Laker fans here? Yeah? Yeah?
Sorry.
We can clap for that. It's all right that they're 2-9.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We're 2-9, but that's all right. Season is young.
71 more of these to go.
In case you missed it, LeBron James exited that game late in the game with a leg injury that's a groin injury.
It's a groin
officially
injury.
Left groin injury. It's the one that he injured a couple of years ago, like on Christmas Day.
You're going to have to be more specific because LeBron has had a recurrent groin thing.
Oh, that's a good sign.
And he said that this one was not as bad as the one on Christmas Day, the first one that cost him about half of his first season with the Lakers. But this is a recurrent thing for LeBron, and recurrent things for players of that age with that type of mileage is something that is worrisome.
So coming up, we'll talk about that. Plus, I have discovered for my own happiness a very special turkey dinner side dish. It is, we will serve Thanksgiving dinner at 4:20 at my mom and not stepdad Leo's house. Mason in Ireland, and he's in for John, live from Bastards Canteen in downtown Downey, ESPN 710.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yeah, we're back.
Oh, what kind of song is this, Jorge?
Mellow.
It is mellow. Live Imaging Thursday.
There you go. Jorge's on vocal rest.
Is he?
Jorge, are you on vocal rest?
Yeah, I'm going to try to because this is getting worse.
Oh, my gosh. Is that from Saturday in the bank?
Have you not heard this?
Well, yeah. No, I heard it, but I thought he'd get better. You need some lozenges,
no,
my friend.
I've drank that all, and it's still messed up.
I told him tea and lemon, and he's just not doing it.
Tea and lemon, he went tequila.
Yeah, you say you did, but I don't think you did.
Mason and Ireland broadcasting live.
Send you a picture.
Oh, yeah, good.
Mason and Ireland broadcasting live. The city of Downey.
Yeah.
We're at Bastards Canteen.
Give it up for Downey.
The Veterans Day Bash. Come on out. Press the flesh with us. We're going to be here till 7 p.m. Shidano and Cap coming up at 4 p.m. Cappy will, of course, be festive. Producer Lindsay's going to be here.
Yep.
It's going to be a big old party.
And some sort of twerking contest.
So Travis texted you and I, and he said twerking, the difference between twerking
yep.
and anything else is the clapping, if you get my drift.
Oh, yes. I do.
You got to make a clap.
I get that. Yeah, I don't have that.
You can't make a clap?
No, I don't believe I can.
We'll find out. Do we think Cappy can make a clap?
You know what? I would not put anything past Cappy.
He's worked on it.
You think he's working on it right now?
Yeah. I just found out about it today, so I did not have twerking practice, but I'm sure Cappy's been going nonstop.
Okay.
Nonstop getting ready for this.
By the way, we were talking about Twitter last night. You know who's a great Twitter follower?
Who?
I've really been getting into the Kamenetsky brothers.
Oh, really?
On Twitter. The way they fight with people, it's really great.
Oh, are you guys fighting again?
They fight with everybody.
There's a listener that hates me and hates them, so it's kind of like, you know.
So you're bonded.
Right. And
that's
this guy.
Beautiful.
I love to watch the cams just come back at him. And I'm waiting to see who signed the tweet. Because they do the AK or the BK.
Yes.
So you know who wrote it.
I can't wait till Andy grows up and gets his own damn Twitter account.
Well, I don't have the $8.
That's right. That's right.
Like, this guy, though, that Morales is talking about has been obsessed with me and Brian for years. I know exactly who he is. He is somebody that when Brian and I worked for The Athletic for a few years.
Oh, he got you then, too?
He would leave comments on every single article about how much he hated it. I'm like, dude, don't read it.
What did you do to him?
Oh,
what was the actual offense?
I don't know for sure with me. I know what it is with Brian.
Oh.
Brian told a story one time on air.
Okay.
About how when he first moved to L.A.
Yep.
And he just needed a job anywhere. He got a job at, you remember the warehouses, those record stores?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the warehouse.
He got a job at the warehouse. And when they were hired, he was told that he could not have holidays off. And he said it was okay, even though he knew he was going to leave town for Christmas.
Okay.
He was going somewhere we were meeting up with.
So
Brian was going away for Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
trying to follow along.
This dude, the dude that you saw me fighting with yesterday,
manager at the warehouse.
He has been not a manager at the warehouse. No. He just was offended by Brian doing this. To his core, he thought it was so dishonest that Brian, at age like 22, took a warehouse job under false pretenses that he has hated us for like 20 years since.
Well, I got to tell you.
It's like an episode of Murder, She Wrote. This went way deeper than I thought it would be.
Yeah, way deeper. I actually kind of agree with this guy.
From the guy that takes 7 weeks off
a year. No, I agree with the guy. No, there are no false pretenses, though. It's all written down on a piece of paper that I put a signature on.
It is.
In this case, like, for example, I used to own movie theaters. Well, one of the big things is owning movie theaters, having guys to sell the popcorn and the tickets for the holidays. And so I always got very pissed off when you got to the holidays and somebody said Christmas Eve, hey, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm not working Christmas Day. And it put the screw. That's what your brother did to the warehouse. And that's why there is no warehouse anymore.
It's because of Brian.
For the guy on Twitter that hates him, I think I agree with him. I think I'm going to take his side now.
Wow. But what did I do? I didn't do anything.
Well, you don't have your own Twitter account.
Get your own Twitter handle.
I think he'll just
be a grown up man.
From that guy? No.
Yeah.
Mason in Ireland continues now.
All right. So I want to thank, and I don't want to point out this person, but I want to thank the person that came up to me and said, Mace, I got something for you. and offered me a joint. Offered me a joint. And I'm like, God bless you. Thank you so much. I cannot smoke during the show under any circumstances. We've had a round of, but wherever we go, I always have somebody, one person will come up and say, hey, Mace, I got something for you.
Hey, Mace.
The Mandy Awards was unbelievable. I mean, there was like somebody had a bong at the Mandy Awards. I'm like, it's crazy.
Well, we're arranging that for Mandy's too.
I'm sure Mandy's too. That's right. Yeah. Even Michael Thompson is going to be at Mandy's too. How about that?
We'll see.
Yeah.
we'll see.
He says he will.
Yeah. Jury is still out. All right. So, Annie, let me see. LeBron leaves the game late last night. Groin injury. He acknowledged after the game. We're off to a stellar 2-9 start. You pointed out, give us the silver lining. Give us the, here's the reason for hope. You know, in this business, we thrive on hope and fear. Right? You're always either hopeful or fearful. Where is the hope here, Andy Kamenetsky?
The hope is there is an opportunity for Anthony Davis to establish himself as the dude right now. Because this is where he is needed for this season, frankly, for this franchise moving forward. Because he was signed not just to be LeBron's Robin.
Right.
He was signed or traded for it. And then extended. So at this point, he's been signed to eventually be the guy. Like at this point, the Lakers expected him to be the metaphorical engine of the car.
Yeah.
And
right.
LeBron's the guy driving it. We have not seen that at this point. Like the engine has often been broken and on the shelf.
Yes.
This is the opportunity for Anthony Davis to announce to all of Laker Nation and his teammates, Jeannie Buss, everyone, this is who I am.
So why do you think Anthony Davis, people are like, yeah, I don't know.
No reaction from bastards.
No, because they've actually seen Anthony Davis play, especially late in games, fourth quarter, doesn't seem to leave his
fingerprint. He's had 10 points combined over the last five games in the fourth quarter.
And you're selling that as that guy as hope.
Because it's opportunity. It is an opportunity for Anthony Davis. And if he cashes in on this opportunity, that is something that the Laker franchise can build on this season and moving forward.
Mm.
I got nothing else, Mace.
That's all you got.
There's only so much Troy Brown can do.
Austin Reeves, nice rotation player. What about that?
He ain't saving the season.
No, it ain't. It ain't. No, I think we're at a point now. And granted, they've had a tough schedule.
Brutal schedule.
They've played, I think you said earlier,
zero teams below 500.
Okay.
Sacramento's going to be the first one.
And even some of those teams, they may be outperforming what they're all, like, I don't think Utah's really that good and stuff like that, but I think that the schedule does lighten up. I think they got three games against the Spurs. They got one against Sacramento tomorrow night. Now, Brooklyn won a game last night. Brooklyn may be tougher on Sunday than we originally expected.
Ever since Kyrie got exiled, Brooklyn's been winning games.
I think they've won three of their last four.
Yeah.
So they're a team to – they're going to be a good team. Kevin Durant's still one of the best players in the world.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right, so let me get to this because we're going to spin the wheel of questions coming up here. Thanksgiving. Where do you have Thanksgiving?
This year, St. Louis. I'm going back to St.
Louis. Oh, you're going back to St. Louis.
For the first time in probably six years going back to St. Louis.
With Mom Cam?
Mom Cam's going to be there, Dad Cam, Brian Cam, all the Cam children. They're all going.
All the Cams. Here Cam, there Cam.
Everywhere
Cam. So I'm having where are you having it, Bergman?
I don't know.
Dad's house?
No.
No?
Maybe my brother's, maybe not at all.
Yeah.
You can invite me over if you'd like.
I might invite Bergman. I got to run it by the family.
A refugee
710 refugee
Thanksgiving?
Camp?
Like anybody that doesn't have a Thanksgiving to go
maybe,
to goes to Morales?
Because I'm a good person, Mace.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not.
Thank you, Chris.
Would you invite me to Thanksgiving if I needed a place to go?
If you had exhausted all other options, then you would be invited. Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm a caring person.
Uh huh.
So I'm gonna spend it out in the desert with mom and not stepdad Leo. And I just came across. Actually, you sent this, Andy. Could be a very special Thanksgiving because they are now making cannabis-infused turkey gravy.
Burayaska!
Thanksgiving around the corner, the holiday season, Kiva Confections cannabis-infused turkey gravy puts a Thanksgiving twist on a classic flavor. Mm-hmm. With a virally successful debut, it is everywhere now. Everybody's talking about. So that is something. Now, my mom has started using cannabis.
Ooh.
God bless her. She gummies up, and she has a nice night, and she has a good time.
Is she more of an indica or a sativa lady?
She is more of an indica. She needs to.
But everything's
calm
a blend
down.
Now, right?
Everything's a blend.
Yeah, it's
everything's
all hybrids.
It's all hybrids. Yeah. I'm done with the indicas and the sativas. I'm a hybrid guy. But there's an option for you. Thanksgiving. It is by Kiva, and it is available at your local dispensary.
Emporium.
Is that what you're calling it? An emporium.
Kiva's legit.
Oh, no, they are legit. Absolutely. All right, coming up next for you, going to spin the wheel of questions. Don't forget, we are live at Bastards Canteen in downtown Downey. 247th Marine Corps and Veterans Day Bash. You're invited out here. We're here, and then Shadano and Cappy from 4 until 7 o'clock. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. Questions, and Danny Kamenetsky is in for John today. We're live at Bastards Canteen in downtown Downey. Look what came up on the wheel. Interesting. I put this on the wheel today. Who do you think will win the twerk-off between me and Cappy during Super Crosstalk a little bit later on? Yeah,
turn the mic on there, tricky. Andy.
See, we'd like to turn them on.
Was right there. Well, I think he's going to do me a solid.
Whoa. You think I came to Downey, Bastards Canteen, just to turn your mic on and off, homeboy?
That's your job, is turning Andy's mic.
I got to reach over.
I have worked 20 years to get to this moment.
Turning on Andy Kamenetsky's
been in
microphone.
His business his entire life. He makes this drive to Downey just to turn your mic on.
I think Mucho Morales would have turned on someone's mic.
Oh,
he threw many cards at my head, so I don't know.
Legend, I think, would have done it.
All right. So, Andy, what do you think?
I make this personal now.
I'm not making it personal. I'm saluting a great.
We're
saluting
it.
All the Marines on the birthday.
Thank you, Andy.
So, what do you think?
Thank you.
It's tomorrow.
I think, I'm sorry, Mace, Kaplan has been working for this moment for all of his life. Like, Kaplan...
He's a twerker from back in the day.
He probably has twerked long before I was born.
You don't think he does this on his own?
I know he does this on his own.
Like, this is a Thursday for Kaplan, just twerking in front of a bunch of strangers.
Yeah.
This is what he does.
I don't know, but I have a certain mode. I have a certain go-for-it mode. Like, I have reckless abandon.
Well, you're
mode.
Competitive. Super competitive.
On stupid stuff, I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Morales?
It was a year ago, remember, when you and Greg got the gash,
we got
the slash.
The slashes
the racing,
and the eyebrows.
The racing strike.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Cappy, I think, had his nose waxed.
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken, that a year ago. There's a plaque to commemorate that inside basketball.
Absolutely.
Canteen.
Cappy will beat you.
You think so?
Yeah. He's got hip action.
Bergman, do you agree?
So, I love you, man.
Oh, look at Boss Amanda.
We got
to... You know what? I like this. I like my odds. I like this. Everybody's against me. Good.
There's only one person that can do
it. Better get
set for you somewhere, I thought.
Oh, no, there's not. We have the stick mic. I don't know where that is, but here you go.
Anyway,
Cappy is a 1 to 100 favorite, and I am a 100 to 1 long shot, apparently. That's all right.
Okay,
that's
I'm actually worried about your pants falling down when you do it.
They are baggy as hell.
Yeah, you always wear super baggy pants with no belt.
I do. No, I have a belt.
You have a belt on?
Yeah, there's a belt.
Well, can you tighten it when you twerk?
I will tighten
it. So that your pants don't fall down.
For twerking.
Or leave it loose. As a way to try to get
special part.
Well, you know, I mean, some people might be into him dropping
sex
his pants.
Sells. I'm
so
just saying, sex.
He might
sells.
Win just because of that.
No, nobody skin. Wants that.
No, but here's the deal. I agree with
Live
Chris. I think that Cappy's hips are a little looser than yours.
He's got loose hips.
Yeah.
And they don't lie.
They don't lie?
I think yours are a little tight.
Yeah.
Corporate Greg has found the wireless mic.
We have found the wireless mic, and there's zero chance that you're winning this.
What,
I'm
is
sorry.
Everybody
look,
against I love does anybody?
Man,
what about me?
Hey, anybody out here?
Yeah!
They love
See,
you.
See, the people.
K, Cappy, I trust Cappy to do basically anything in these types.
Well,
of
he does stupid stuff.
Exactly,
it's
he's
going to
get through this.
You know, he stayed up all night practicing. Yeah,
I know
videos,
he did.
Right after he found out you guys were going to do this,
after
I know
their
he
YouTube
did. Know
post game show last night. Did you see their YouTube post game show?
Sedano and recap.
It was good.
They're doing a post game show.
Yeah, look at Ireland. Look at Ireland.
Look at Ireland. What? I mean, Ireland's think I want to work more.
No.
Sedano and recap.
Look at Amanda. No.
No, you don't.
No. So Sedano, so Cappy's staying up and doing a recap of the Lakers games?
On select evenings.
Oh, okay. And that's on our YouTube channel?
Yeah. How high is he while he does it?
Which one? Oh.
Cappy.
Both.
Cappy?
Yeah.
He looked okay. He did have the red eyes.
He always has red eyes.
The 6 p.m. red eye?
Yeah, he always has red eyes.
It's not even 6 p.m. red eye. It's just constant.
Like, he wakes up with red eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he wakes up in the middle of the night and, you know.
It's his sinuses.
Well,
that's what they all say.
I mean, you can go by a clear eyes, no problem.
I also have sinus problems in the evening.
Hey, we'll see tonight what it looks like in Downey, his eyes.
Yes. All right, well, you guys bet against me. Go ahead. Bet against me. It's fine.
And that's coming up during Supercross
Talk. Supercross
Talk.
How much mythical money would you put down on yourself?
I only have 5,000 mythical dollars left to last me through the end of next year. You know why? Because of Anita Marks. Anita Marks, who's coming up on the show at 2:15, and then Bet LA tonight.
8 p.m. tonight after Rams All Access.
8 p.m. tonight. Anita Marks said, go all in on a particular game. I went all in on that game, and I lost everything except for 5,000 mythical dollars. Anita Marks, who always bets against the Rams, bet against L.A.
I love that top. That
is the name of the show. Bet against L.A.
She, I don't think she's ever picked for L.A.
No, I don't think she's ever picked an L.A.
Not
team.
Not UCLA, not USC, nope. Not the Rams, nope. Not the Lakers.
It's bet against L.A.
Not the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So if we had the if I had the Seinfeld button, I would play it right now.
Boom, boom, boom.
Marcus Spears is an interesting dynamic. Interesting thing happens. So Jeff Saturday, who I, you know, and I watch all the ESPN Sports Centers and the Get Up and the First Take and all those shows as I'm getting ready for the show every day. And Jeff Saturday has been a regular contributor as an NFL analyst. And all of a sudden, I wake up one day and Jeff Saturday is the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. And I'm like, what the hell happened? How did that possibly, what was your first thought when you heard that?
Exactly. What the hell just happened?
Yeah.
Like Jeff Saturday?
Yeah.
Like, he's never coached.
He's never coached. He apparently coached a high school team in somewhere, and that is what apparently qualifies now as experience?
I'll tell you. The first thing that popped in my mind was, what the hell?
Yep.
The second thing that popped in my mind is, like, can we just get rid of the Rooney Rule? Like, we clearly
Well, but it's an interim head coach, so it's not necessarily the same thing.
I get it, but it's farcical just for the guys who have worked.
Yes.
To put themselves in a position to even get an interim role so they can hopefully impress to get an actual job, and the Rooney Rule is supposed to be doing something for that, to automatically go to Jeff Saturday. I mean, and I don't mean this disrespectfully to Jeff Saturday, but I'm saying his credentials aren't there other than playing center for the Colts and knowing people in the building.
Right.
That's it.
Well, here's – and you're not the only one to question. We're not the only ones to question. Marcus Spears, who's also an NFL analyst for ESPN. I want to play this and tell me – interpret what he's saying. Hit it, Jorge.
I don't want it to be misconstrued. I know Jeff Saturday. Love him. And that's why I'm happy for him in particular. But this is not a good look for all of the coaches that put in work to get these opportunities to audition to potentially become head coaches. I hope Jeff sets it off. I hope he has success. I hope he can get some wins under his belt. But ultimately, this is a bad look for the Indianapolis Colts, and this is a bad look for the NFL. And for Ursay to say, I'm glad he don't have no experience, what the hell are we talking about? Like, who don't want experience to come in and try to lead a group of men that's not only battling for their jobs, but battling to try to win games and pull themselves out of a season? I hate we had to go here because we all should be applauding Jeff and having a good time. But respectfully, this is a bad decision by the Indianapolis Colts, Ursay, and the NFL. This is not a good look for coaches that are fighting and battling to get jobs.
It is such a random choice, and it came so out of the blue. But it got me to thinking, because I'm going to spin this a different way now. It got me to thinking, Bergman, could you be manager, a coach of anything. Now, forget qualifications, but could you be a, I guess you are.
Listen
manager.
To you.
I didn't like, I'm talking
of
about
anything.
I'm talking
no, of anything are. In this world. Like, why do you turn directly to me for
because
this?
Because I want to ask, in sports,
in
could
sports,
you, could you manage a baseball team, coach a football
a professional
team, coach a basketball? Like, if they just said, if Irsay said, I'm going to go to Bergman.
You're going to lose every single game.
That's
no, of course not. I think I could do a decent job in baseball. I did coach like a 8-year-old boys basketball
apparently
team.
Apparently that's enough.
Yeah, apparently that is
enough.
So I could
great.
Possibly do that, but no, absolutely not. I'd get killed.
Andy, could you do it? Any sport? Could you coach an NBA team? You do the Locked On Lakers show all the time, and
I
break it down and all that stuff. Could you coach an NBA team?
No, absolutely not. There's no way I can't draw up a play.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand how a play breaks down.
Right.
Like, if I see somebody else drawing up a play, I understand what's happening.
Right.
But as far as me designing a play, hell no.
See, I really do believe, and you could put me on a lie, I believe I could manage the Dodgers.
Oh, I believe
you
believe
look
that.
Great.
I absolutely.
I say give it a try. What the heck?
What's the difference?
It can't get any worse, can it?
You're just going to listen to what Andrew Friedman says. You're going to do what he tells
exactly.
you to do.
Yes, exactly. But I'm a good manager of people.
Oh, I know.
Like, I'm a
true.
People
that's
manager. I'm a people person.
No,
I'm a manager
absolutely
of people.
Not.
People
Morales,
and me.
Morales. So as this manager of the Dodgers, how many games are you going to miss for personal time off?
Well, you need to take.
Good
no, baseball you don't need to because you get like 6 months off every year. Well, I mean,
well, then it's
six months
straight.
For the Dodgers this year.
It's almost every day for 6 months.
Yeah, I can grind. I can. I'm a grinder.
You are
that's
a grinder.
The other thing. I'm a grinder
there
and I'm
go.
A good people manager.
Would you wear socks or stirrups?
Stirrups.
You have.
You
I'm
old school.
I'm old school.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Would you dip?
I've been
Tiza.
I've been on these.
Well, yeah, that's true. We've got Tiza.
I've been on these Tizas.
Aren't they great?
They are fantastic.
They are.
Yeah. Have you tried a Tiza?
No.
I think I've got one in my bag.
Dip?
No.
You want to dip during the show?
No, I do not.
Okay. Thought I'd try.
I all joking aside, I was like a 20-year smoker. I cannot put myself back on nicotine.
But it's not nicotine. It's a little caffeine.
Way to go, Andy.
Oh, it's caffeine?
Way to go for the bit.
Well,
wait a
I didn't know what it
wait
was.
The answer is yes, Andy. Yes, of course.
Yes.
I love Tiza.
I love Tiza.
Are they a sponsor?
Yes, BetLA.
Oh, they're a sponsor
Jesus
of BetLA.
I'm on 7 of them right now.
There you
great.
go.
8 p.m. tonight after Rams All Access.
Yes, we love that. All right, coming up next. And by the way, Anita is coming up at 2:15 today, so make sure you're here for that. In the meantime, I want to let everybody know ESPN LA and Subaru have teamed up to recognize and award a student, scholar, athlete $2,500 in cash. For all you high school coaches and parents, nominate your child or student who has excelled in the classroom and on the field. He or she needs to be a high school senior, 3.2 grade point average or better, and playing a sport. Go to ESPNLA.com. That's ESPNLA.com to make your nomination today. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. We are live from Bastards Canteen in downtown Downey, celebrating all of our veterans across Southern California. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.